Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to put you on the right road, take you off the wrong road. We've been preaching about the names of God, and this month we've been talking about the Lord that heals, which is Jehovah Rapha. We're going to try to wrap that part up today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of that part of the message. Those that's, amen, in the free world, tell your neighbor to, amen, tune in for the conclusion of today's message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, praise the Lord, Jesus come to heal all manner of sickness and disease. Amen. So that you can be well, because, amen, the Lord don't like it when folks are suffering. Amen. Sin is a killer. Sin will turn your body down. Look how bad alcohol will destroy a person's body. Give you cirrhosis of the liver. That's bad. People drink themselves to death. I'm telling you, smoke themselves to death. I'm telling you, smoking all that cigarettes and all. I'm telling you, give you emphysema of the lungs and all them lung diseases and stuff. You see what sin will do you? Even drugs that people get on. How that drugs will destroy people. Mess people up. Young people, mess your life up. Fentanyl, all that stuff will mess your life up. But Jesus come to set you free from what the devil wanted to destroy you with. The Bible says in St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus come to set you free from the devil's trap, so that you can be able to live your life the way God wants you to live, in liberty and in happiness. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jehovah Rapha, Jesus was destroying the works of the devil. People talking about mental illness, but Jesus cured people of that mental illness. People that was bound with demonic spirits, but Jesus cast them demons out of them. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord will set you free from them things. Glory to God. Let's go to Acts, the third chapter, missionary Velvet. Let's see what the Bible says in Acts, the third chapter.
Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man laid from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful.
Now, there was a lame man at the gate of the church, and he couldn't walk. Amen. Just get to carry him there. But Peter and John were going up there for prayer, like they normally do. But he was full of the Holy Ghost. You heard me? Holy Ghost, man. Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost make you happy. What did the Bible say?
To ask all of them that enter into the temple, who seen Peter and John about to go to the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us.
Now, the thing was, the man was pitiful. He was asking for alms, money, because he couldn't work. So he needed money for support. So he was, amen, because he was in a handicapped state. But he saw Peter and John. He wanted to think they were looking good. Thought they were going to give them a piece of money. But Peter said, look on us. In other words, Peter got something better than just money. Silver or gold. I want to let you know, Jesus is more better than all the money in the world. I'm telling you, Jesus is more better than all the men in the world. Them sanctified folks that sing that song, I'd rather have Jesus more than anything than this world can afford today. But I'm telling you, we live in an age now, people want more money. They love money. Money this, money that. But I got news to let you know. Money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy your health. But Jesus come to give you what money can't buy. That is salvation in your soul. Deliverance from sin. A way to heaven to escape a burning hell. Money can't buy that. I'm telling you. The Lord come to heal your body of sickness and disease. Money can't buy that. I'm telling you. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Y'all heard that? Now Peter prayed in that name, like I've been preaching all this month. In the name of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus. You heard me? Rise up and walk. Glory to God. And what did the Bible say?
He took him by the right hand and lift him up.
Now, that was laser surgery. I got news to let you know, people, they're thinking, amen, so fascinated, man, the doctor's talking about laser surgery. I'm telling you, God been in laser surgery a long time before man ever thought about it. Amen. When Peter touched that man, the power of God went in that, went in there, transferred in that man, that was laser surgery. What did that Bible say?
And lift him up.
Lift him up.
And immediately his feet and the ankle bone received strength.
You heard that? Immediately his strength and ankle bone received strength.
And he leaped up, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Y'all see that? Y'all heard that? I'm going to let you know the power of God is just the same today. And I'm telling you, the power of God don't change.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms in a beautiful gate at the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
I'm telling you, the power of God will blow your mind. You heard me? The power of God will blow your mind. And some of the wonderful miracles the Lord will do. What did the Bible say?
And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Of why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go.
Amen. You let you know, Peter and John let them know it wasn't by their strength that man got healed, but it was through Jesus the man got healed. Amen. I'm telling you, God anointed Jesus. Jesus went forth with power. And I'm telling you, through that name, he got delivered. I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, that's why we need to lift up Jesus. What did the Bible say?
And yet ye denied the Holy One and just. And desire a murderer to be granted unto you.
Now, people reject Jesus. Amen. Try to look over top of Jesus. I like Jesus ain't nobody. But I got news to let you know. Jesus is the way. He's the door. You cannot get to God unless you go through the door, which is Jesus. That's why I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus in the jails and prisons. I preach Jesus on radio. I preach Jesus in the church. I lift up Jesus because he is the one that can get you to the Almighty God. You can't go to God no other way but through Jesus. Praise God. Amen.
In his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong.
Let you know, faith through that name has made that man strong. Let you know, it's faith through Jesus Christ that can heal your body of cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, whatever the problem is, there's power in that name to give you a miracle. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap the message up for healing today.
Jesus, in your name.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we've been preaching all this month about your wonderful working power. Lord, I want you to look on the people that, amen, heard your word all this month. Lord, situations, problems they have. Lord, whatever sickness they have. Lord, go, amen, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch their lives. Lord, touch their bodies. Lord, deliver, heal the people by your divine power. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, Lord, the coronavirus, Lord, whatever the problem, the headache, well, amen, the migraine headache, whatever the problem is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison, touch these prisoners, let them know you come to set them free. Lord, those that, amen, the devil got their mind. They want to commit suicide, whatever. Amen. Lord, cast that suicide demon out of them. Lord, let them know you love them, God. Want them to live. In the name of Jesus. Lord, those that want to harm themselves, harm others, cast that devil out of them. Lord, that they won't harm themselves and harm others. Lord, set them free in Jesus' name. Lord, those that are hooked on drugs and alcohol, Lord, set them free in Jesus' name. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Just say, by his stripes I am healed. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. I'll tell women, lay his hands on me, hallelujah. To mold me and make me, hallelujah, to what I need to be. And he will do the same thing for you. Because there is no secret what my God can do. And we have enjoyed the message all this month. And by his stripes we are healed. And the Lord is there to heal us from whatever we need to be healed from. And he will not disappoint you. Those that behind prison bars at our homes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. And he is there right there by your side. It's open. He got his arms wide open, waiting for you to walk in. Say, here I am, Lord. I'm here for you to help me. And those that are free will, the Lord is there for you also. You keep on praying for us, and we pray for you. Remember, the Lord love with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons. And amen. Those of you that's incarcerated can write our men for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. And those that's incarcerated that speak the Spanish language can write up for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Those you in the free world, those you like to be a financial help to our ministry, your gifts to our ministry, large or small, is greatly appreciated. You can click into our website, to our PayPal, and put your part in your offering in there, and just say, Chaplain Holmes, I want to be a sponsor, amen, to your ministry, that we might be able to go on radio stations, more radio stations, to preach this gospel, to reach the people of the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Lord will bless you for giving. Yes, he will. He'll bless you for giving. Praise God. I'm telling you. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.